Hello. Hi, friends. So if you are joining me live, welcome. If you are listening to this on our podcast, surprise, welcome. You know, one of the things that people ask me is they're like, Lee, how do you do all the things that you do? And one of those answers is multitask. So, and not multitask in the term, in the sense of like, doing multiple things at once, but multitask from the sense of go live in several places at once, record for our podcast, two things in a way that allows us to make the most of our time and to be efficient, to be productive, and also to do things in a really fun way. So I'm recording this and I'm streaming this live. It's going into our Becoming Trauma Informed Facebook group. It's going on to LinkedIn. It's going on to my main Facebook page. And it's also the recording of this is going to go up on our Becoming Trauma Informed podcast. And this is the exciting part. So several months ago, after I think 114 episodes, we paused the Becoming Trauma Informed podcast. And we were making a lot of changes at that time. And what I didn't know at that time was I was actually at the beginning of an experience where I just got kind of rocked. And it was on the tail end of a lot of experiences that went unexpected. And I was like, starting to heal, starting to feel better, really like getting back into the swing of working out and like had a lot of momentum. And then ended up getting sick, like sick, and did not know what was going on. And after a few months and a newly like strongly suspected diagnosis of lupus, there's been a lot of changes on our side. In my life and in my family's life. And one of the things is that we worked with the phenomenal Bethany Hawkins to create a new podcast called That's So Unprofessional. And we've recorded 6 episodes of that. It's a phenomenal podcast. We also did a YouTube show. And the thing about it was a little complex. And one of the things that we started seeing from a pattern perspective was that as our business has grown, you know, I started the Institute with just me and one team member and my husband. Now there's 10 of us, 11 of us, something like that. And so, you know, we started on a wing and a prayer, and now we have reached like multiple millions of people and have hundreds of thousands of followers and, you know, are about to cross our 7-figure a milestone in business and like all of these really cool things. But as the business grew, things got really complex. And so interestingly, that was paralleling my personal life as well. And things were, and like the behind the scenes of the business as well, like things were just getting complex. And one of the things that we kept hearing from people was like, we absolutely love the content you're putting out. We love the Institute. And like, we don't really know what you're doing. We don't like it's hard to know who to recommend to you. Like, it's hard to kind of put a pin on who I would recommend you to or like what you do. And so I really started sitting with this. And so all of this is happening while I'm getting sick, having like horrific joint pain, fatigue, brain fog, dizziness, chest pain, like all sorts of stuff. And so at the beginning of January, the word that really hit me for the year was like, that was like, I got a very clear message from God, universe, spirit, like whoever you believe in, I say God, got a very clear message, like clear, clean. And I kept hearing those words. And I was like, this is not an acne commercial. Universe, like, why do you keep telling me clean and clear? Like, what the heck does this mean? But I kept hearing clean and clear, clean and clear, clean and clear. And I was like, okay. So it was like, clean everything up, clear everything out, clean everything up, clear everything out, like simple, clear, concise, like not easy necessarily. This journey has not been easy. And you need to get clarity. So I went sober for nearly 100 days. I took some time off of Facebook. I unplugged from a bunch of things. I stopped consuming content. I stopped working with like long-term coaches and only where it was in a couple spaces. Like I did a lot to just really deepen into understanding how things had gotten so complex and how I was still cutting pieces and parts off of myself, trying to fit into molds and boxes and make people happy, and how that was affecting my personal health. And I say all that and I share all that because when I really started going, how do I clean things up and how do I clear things out? How do I make space? You know, some people may call this a fast. How do I fast from things that are distractions? How do I be intentional about what I'm putting in, what I'm consuming, and also what I'm saying? That was another piece, is really being intentional about what I'm saying. And I am a human. I've had people say this to me before. They're like, Lee, I absolutely love how willing you are to just try something. And then if it doesn't work, like you give it a shot and you're like, okay, that didn't work. Let's do something different. Like, even if you've put in time, money, energy, resources, all the things, you are always willing to try the thing. And if it doesn't work, to pivot, like you don't stay in it longer. And that's not always true. And it's not easy to live that way. It's not easy to live that way, to know that you gotta get information on things and try things, and that you're gonna receive feedback either from other people saying like, hey, that's not it, or you're gonna give yourself feedback of like, hey, that's not it. And so I've always been kind of I need to get the information, and some information you can only get from experience. Some information you can only get from experience. And so, you know, I'm having these conversations with my team and my husband and like my holistic health practitioner, Shannon. And there's just so much of like, hey, I really need, like you really need to honor what it is that you want, because you're starting to get some very clear messages about what you want. And I know that you've told people this is what you're going to do. You've told people this is how things are going to be. And that's really been my journey over the last couple of years. It's not just being like, oh, we're going to do this thing, and then be like, never mind. Oh, we're going to do this thing, never mind. And that happened a couple times last year. And that's a hard thing to keep cleaning up. And I was learning. I was growing as a CEO, as a leader. So we put out 6 episodes of That's So Unprofessional. And I went and spent some good money and good time and good resources getting that all set up. And I went, you know what? Becoming trauma-informed is not done. And this podcast the podcast format, the podcast topic wasn't the issue. The issue was my capacity to do the podcast in this way. And this has been the theme for me. This is a theme for anyone who has an autoimmune disorder or a chronic illness. This is a theme for anybody who has a significant amount of trauma, particular like psychologically safe, like trauma around being psychologically safe, fitting in, belonging. This is a theme for people who are burned out, who are helpers, who really like fight for things, who are have hero patterns where we love to like come in and save and fix and rescue and do those things. Our capacity, we don't know our capacity. And the lesson that dropped in for me actually today, and I want to say a huge thank you to Sarah Kahn, who's our director of operations. She helped this drop in today. She's like, Lee, you've been getting clear and on your capacity and cleaning up and clearing out anything that is taking up capacity that does not serve you or other people. And the only things that are allowed to stay in your space are things that serve you and other people, that are mutually beneficial. My husband, TLC, some of you know him, some of you don't. He is a phenomenal coach. He is a phenomenal mentor. And he and I have had some really hard conversations over these last several months around things. And he said a couple things to me that like my ego did not like, and that my soul needed to hear. And one of the things that he said was, I really am, it hurts me to watch you harm yourself to help other people. And as a byproduct, harm us because we don't get the best of you, we get the rest of you. And I was like, oh, I thought I was done with that pattern. Gosh darn it. Mother of pearl, I thought I was done with that pattern. What do you mean? I'm still doing that? And I was. And so we are bringing back the Becoming Trauma-Informed podcast in May. And I'm not doing it alone. So another thing that came out of these conversations was the recognition of both my husband and myself that he is a phenomenal coach and speaker and mentor and teacher. And it's always been a dream of his to speak and teach and do what I do. And so he is going to be not only joining me as the co-host for Becoming Trauma Informed, he's taking over as our podcast strategist. So he's the one who's helping us get the best topics. He is the one who is helping us find the most incredible guests. And he's creating a really beautiful new setup for us. And I just feel so stinking blessed and excited for this. And he couldn't be on here tonight because he's actually putting our kids to bed. And I'm excited for y'all to get to experience his wisdom and his brilliance, like just his personality alongside me, because I've gotten to experience it for the better part of 20 years. And I always get really excited when he comes on. He's done some podcasts with us in the past. They're some of our most highly rated and highly listened to and viewed YouTube episodes and podcast episodes, because I think we vibe really well. I would hope we vibe really well at this point. And we complement each other really well. And he brings, like I said, just a perspective that most people don't think of. Like, his perspective is different than mine. And it is, a lot of times we don't have the same opinions. We don't have the same viewpoints or perspectives on world events, on things that have happened. And I have learned so much from him. And he's learned, like, a lot of people don't know this. He's on every one of our institute calls, if it's a group call. So he and I are going to be kicking off the podcast together. We're going to have a pod squad. We're going to have all sorts of things. So the trailer is going to drop at the beginning of May. Then we'll drop several episodes for you in the back half of May. And then we'll get started and we're going to have weekly episodes, and it's going to be incredible. And the cool part about this is that he's not just going to be on the podcast with me. So one of the other things, and we'll have more details about this to come, but one of the other things that we've been dreaming up for a while is a very, very accessible community membership for people who want to learn more and who, like, trips is outside of their financial capacity or their time capacity. Really creating a place for people to get introduced, get their toes wet around trauma and resilience and recovery. And also a safe space for men and a safe space for non-binary humans, because the trauma world is about 80% female. And we get to shift that because it's actually causing some issues by having most humans in trauma spaces be women. So we are creating a really cool community. It's called Trauma Club, like drama club, but Trauma Club. And we'll have more details for you about that. That's going to be starting in June. We're so excited about it. And that I'm so excited about because from a capacity perspective, having my best friend and my husband and somebody who is just like so rock solid, stable and sturdy, if I'm having a bad day, y'all, like, he can make up for me. If he's having a bad day, I can step in and do the things. And that's what also just feels so exciting, because I have bad days. I have some bad days now. And I don't mean bad in the terms of like I'm judging them. I mean, I have very high pain or very high brain fog days where it's just tough for me to be like fully present. And I'm tearing up a little bit right now because like that's hard. That's a hard thing when you're used to being able to just like go, 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 to not be able to, to be at like a 7 or an 8 out of 10 on a pain scale and chewing Motrin like candy. Like, that's a hard thing. So I'm excited to have my bestie with me because he gives me so much strength, and he's such a source of inspiration and motivation for me. And it allows me to have more capacity to do another very big thing. So the last thing that I wanted to update y'all on is that, you know, we talked about this theme of capacity. And again, this dropped in today with Sarah when Sarah and I were talking, but I didn't even really think about it. I want y'all, anyone else who has experienced what I've experienced, or anyone who's, you know, experienced the hardships of having your capacity diminished. If you have had a diminished capacity for your entire life, whether that's due to illness or injury or different ability or whatever, financial status, like whatever, I want, like, I see you in that. And some people are used to having higher capacities, and then something's happened to really rock that capacity. The pandemic has done this in so many ways for so many people. So we have really looked at, okay, what does our business structure look like throughout the year? And what are the ways in which we can ensure that we have the capacity to do things? And so one of the things that we decided on was we're going to really start create a quarterly schedule that is replicable and that is consistent. And that's going to culminate each year in the back half of the year. This year it's in November, at an event that teaches people and reminds people that they deserve to have full capacity. And not full capacity in the terms of how the world or how our societies tell us we should operate, but full capacity from the perspective of whatever my capacity is in the moment, I have access to that. Parts of myself and parts of my power, my energy aren't locked away or shoved aside or cut off and hidden in a closet. I have access to my all of my physical capacity, all of my emotional capacity, all of my mental capacity, all of my spiritual capacity. I have access to that. And I understand that, like, that my capacity can be increased in ways that work personally for me. And I get to figure out what those are. 2023 was the fourth year of uncertainty for many of us, right? The fourth straight year of just being like, okay, everyone keeps saying things are going to shift and things are going to change, and they're shifting and they're changing. And like, I am getting worn down. I am getting weary. I am getting tired. I am like, how long, how long, how long? And, I don't know about y'all, but when I was going through before we knew about my autoimmune diagnosis, there was a part of me that was just like, goodness gracious, can somebody just come along and save me? Can someone just save me? Can somebody just fix me? Can somebody just like solve this for me? Can I go back to how I was? Can someone wave a magic wand and just like sort this out? And there was a moment in 2023 where I just really was like, no one's coming to save me. No one's coming to save me. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing because I have people around me who want to support me. I have people around me who want to help. I have the ability to increase my own capacity in a lot of ways right now that I'm not doing because I keep looking external for a savior. When really I'm my savior. I'm the only one who can save me. And so we have decided to put on an event in November that is a 3.5-day in-person event. And it's called Full Capacity. And it's all about reconnecting with these cutoff pieces and parts of yourself that have a ton of power that are attached to them as well. It's about refueling the tanks that you already have of energy and of time, and seeing how you can expand those tanks to be able to hold more. It's looking at releasing a lot of the junk that you're holding on to, that like clearing out a lot of the stuff that you are going, nope, I need this in order to be able to do X, when in reality, it's keeping you from doing X. And we want to help you reconnect. Reconnect with your purpose, reconnect with your passion, reconnect with like your tenacity. This is another very quote unquote rude thing that TLC said to me. He was like, I feel like you've, and I'm going to paraphrase him because this isn't exactly how he said it. This is probably more how I heard it, and it was helpful. He's like, I feel like you've lost your tenacity. And he's like, and I don't mean that you're not working hard. I mean that the things you're working hard for, like, why are you working hard for those things? And the things that you really want, the things that you really need, the things that are going to increase your capacity, you're not showing tenacity around those. You're rolling over and looking for somebody to save you. And he said this with so much love, right? He said this with love and provision and protection. And also he said it like because it was true. And so I know some of you out there are like really tenacious. I know some of you out there know that you're supposed, like, you know that you are meant for more than what this is right now. You know that you're like, my life gets to look different than how it looks right now. Not even necessarily that my life looks bad or looks wrong, but like my life gets to look different than how it looks right now. And I got to save myself. Like, I've got to find the tools. I've got to find the resources. I've got to connect myself with the people. I've got to put myself in the spaces. I've got to make the choices. I have to practice tenacity, even when I'm weary and tired and uncertain and a little scared. Because no, that like Superman's not flying in my window. So Full Capacity is an event that is happening here in Columbus, Ohio. It is Thursday morning through Sunday midday. And when I say that this event is meant to help you increase your capacity, to refill your tanks and to expand them, I've never seen an event like this. Teen's never seen an event like this. We were all just chatting through it a couple of days ago. And I was like, I have never been taken care of at an event like we are going to take care of our people. And I have never been offered the opportunity to explore so many different modalities and practices and ways to increase my capacity as this event. Like, once you, if there's two ticket options, there's an option for you to do the event only, and there's an option for you to do event plus lodging. We're hosting the event at the Nationwide Hotel and Conference Center here. It's not Nationwide Arena for my Columbus people. You're like, what? No, Nationwide Hotel and Conference Center off of Route 23 for my Columbus humans. It's this incredible campus that has these amazing spaces for us to come together and do this, practice these things and do this work. And it's a hotel. So your room is steps away. So we have options for just event only. If you're local, you want to go home or you want to stay somewhere else offsite. And we have options at the conference center itself. And like the minute you step on the grounds, we got you on food. We got you on rest. Like, the goal of this is for you to experience a space in which all of your needs are met on a consistent basis for several days in a row. Because once you experience that, it's going to be really hard for you to tolerate anything else. So I guess if you don't want to know what it feels like to have your needs met, if you don't want to know what it feels like to have people take care of you, if you don't want to know what it feels like to understand, oh, this is what's possible when I'm well rested and nourished. This is what's possible when I'm in a space with people who actually care about me and how I'm doing. This is what it feels like to be in community and connection with people who understand how to meet needs. Come on, don't come. Don't come. And if that sounds like, wow, I've never experienced anything like that, y'all, here's the beautiful thing about coming to an event that's put on by a trauma institute. We know a thing or two about helping people feel safe. We know a thing or two about helping people feel nurtured. We know a thing or two about helping you feel like you can drop in and really experience everything that you are there to experience. That's our gift. That's our expertise. So, like I said, tickets are officially on sale for this. We're also doing something kind of cool. We've never done anything like this before. So up until April 30th, we have a 6-month payment plan. And then when you get into May, it goes to 5 months, and you go get into June, it goes to 4, and it goes down as you go. So whenever you're listening to this, just know that we have a payment plan up until September. So you don't have to pay for the entire conference at once. You can grab your ticket. You can, you're able to bring somebody with you and have them stay in your room with you if you desire. If they're not going to the conference, you're able to buddy up in a room with people like someone else who is going to the conference. We've really tried to think about this. Like, y'all, we're giving you gift cards for dinner. If you're flying in and you're staying at the hotel, you get a rideshare transportation credit. The humans who are going to be in our breakout sessions, so we have big room sessions and breakout sessions, and the humans that are going to be in the breakout sessions teaching you and helping you practice things that you've probably never tried before, like just some examples. We're still having some amazing breakout room sponsors and people join us every day. But we're talking Reiki, restorative yoga, dance, grounded walking, like all of these different things. So if you're also someone that's like, I don't want to just sit there, cool. We're going to do a lot of movement. There's also going to be restorative practices like massage. We want you to have an experience where you're like, oh, this is how I tap back into my creativity. This is how I reconnect with my body. This is how I stop my thoughts from ruminating when I'm feeling overwhelmed. This is how I take care of myself. This is how I expand my capacity so that I can do more and go like be how I want to be and who I want to be. And this means so much to me because of the last few months. This means so much to me because I understand now. I understand why I went through what I went through. I understand why I'm still going through what I'm going through, because if I can put an event on like this because I'm so supported, because of the team that I have, because of how we're setting it up to not just make sure it meets y'all's needs, but it also meets my needs too and our team's needs. And it's a mutually beneficial experience. To be able to do that and to model that for y'all, because a lot of you out there are like me. You have capacities that used to be really big and then they've gotten kind of small, or that have been smaller on the smaller side from birth. And the idea that you need to be superhuman, the idea that you need to be so just like perfect in your hustle and grind and strive, drive, effort in order to see your dreams realized. No, thank you. I reject that as truth. So that's what's going on in our world. And I really want to invite y'all to consider coming to the event as an attendee. If you're not coming to the, you can't come as an attendee, to consider coming as a sponsor. We have multiple different ways to sponsor. And that's the thing, is we've also looked at from a sponsorship perspective, how we can make that super beneficial for y'all. So if you sponsor, like, we want you going, oh my gosh, I would have paid double that. The amount of mutually beneficial like promotion and your ability to sell, your ability to our ability to be able to really share your brilliant work with the world. Like when we sat down and looked at how do we create sponsorship around this, like the goal of sponsorship is not anybody can be a sponsor. You can offer us several thousand dollars and we'll say no if it's not in alignment with the event. The goal of sponsorship is that we are connecting our sponsors with our event attendees and beyond with our entire, you know, 100,000 plus, almost 200,000 person audience, because y'all's work helps expand people's capacity, because y'all's work heals and helps people recover and helps people be more resilient. So if you do things like that, if your business or your work helps people heal, helps people recover, helps them be more resilient, helps them be more in connection with their bodies, helps them to communicate better, helps them to feel better, then you may, maybe you're not coming to the event. Maybe you're sponsoring, or maybe you're sponsoring and coming to the event. Maybe you're doing both. So if you go to institutefortrauma.com/full capacity, you can do it all lowercase. You can capitalize full capacity. You can do most things with this slug. If it doesn't work, just switch around your case, your caps lock. But instituteforTrauma.com/full capacity. And you can find the sponsorship. I forgot to say, we have 100 tickets. That's it. We already have several sold. And our all-inclusive tickets, which include the hotel, those are very limited. I think we have 50 hotel rooms total. And that's including for us staff. So those are first come, first served. We have a whole FAQ at the bottom. Oh, so close. Somebody typed in instituteforTrauma.com/full capacity, but there's a question mark in there. If you take out the question mark, it's good. But we have an FAQ that'll answer all of your questions. You can send us an email. And the last thing I wanted to talk about is that I'm going to be selling this on Facebook. This was one of the last things that I talked to team about today, because I was like, I said I wasn't going to sell on Facebook anymore. And, you know, I said that I really wanted to step away from that. And like, also it's starting to feel good again, because I'm not on there wanting to check things all the time. I'm not on there. In fact, I'm like forgetting to check DMs, which so I've had to put a process in to check things on Facebook. And I realized something. For anybody who has been kind of having that push-pull tug, turning off professional mode on Facebook, that was the difference I needed. And I wouldn't have found that out had I not been willing to go, you know what, I want to take my business off Facebook for a little bit. So I wanted to share that with anyone who's been thinking about like, oh, I don't want to be on social media, or I might want to be on social media. I'm not sure what I want to do. Play with it. Give yourself permission to experiment. Give yourself permission to try some things out. Give yourself permission to commit to something and change your mind. Like, what if consistency for you looks like I change my mind whenever it is aligned to do so? What if that became your new consistency instead of I always do what I say I'm going to do, even if it's no longer working for me? No. What if I do what is best for me, and I keep checking in around that, and I'm willing to change my mind if it's aligned? I said I turned off professional mode. I turned off professional mode because selling to me has never felt transactional. It's always felt relational. And deciding that I was going to sell from a professional account on Facebook, and then I had to track metrics and do all those sorts of things, it shifted it just enough. And I didn't know that until it was off. Because now I'm just on there vibing and having fun and telling y'all about the things that we're doing. And I've wanted so badly. My soul has wanted to share this offer, and I have it. And there's so many of you that I'm friends with that, like, if you came to this event, and so many people listening to our podcast, that if you came to this event, I'm going to squeal. And with your consent, I'm going to smoosh the heck out of you because I'm going to be so excited to spend 3.5 days with you. There's somebody at our conference who has a whole job to follow me around and make sure that I'm going where I'm supposed to be going, because I know I'm going to get in conversation with some of y'all and I'm going to just want to hang out with you. And I'm going to be able to, because there's only 100 of us. So you get to have that intimate experience together. The other piece is that we don't have VIP tickets. Like, if you're in the room, you're in the room with me. Like, there's no different levels. There's no inner circles. There's none of that. It's just going to be 100 of us hanging out and doing some really epic stuff together and experiencing some really, really amazing shifts. That's full capacity. Okay. So if you're listening on the podcast, our trailer for season 5 is coming. It'll be out beginning of May. And then we'll be dropping several episodes in the back half of May. Y'all are going to get to know TLC so much better. I'm fully prepared for y'all to fall in love with him. You'll probably love him even more than you do me. And I'm perfectly fine with that because samesies. He's amazing. And I'm going to be selling on Facebook again. And I'm going to be doing it in a relational way. The way that I've always loved doing it. So, thank you so much for joining me. Thanks for listening to the announcement. For those of y'all who dropped the link to the full capacity sales page, that's there. And I really, really hope to see y'all in person. I hope we get to experience this together. Bye, y'all.